Don't think of a blue elephant. I bet the majority of you did. And if I told you that something or some technology or some business practice or some software development practice was the forbidden, you would probably be thinking, what a fool I am, why is this forbidden? You'd be asking, why? Well, there's a lot of new technologies and experimental technologies that are going to be forbidden. And some manager will tell you, well, if you wanted to introduce Scala at an organization, they will say they don't do it here. So what happens if you really want to do Scala? How would you introduce it? One would have to almost certainly break the mold and be prepared to put up a very good case for Scala with the management. It would help that if you had leadership, functionality and behaviors and responsibilities of your own. So one could change the organization. If one works in an organization, if one consults for an organization, you could add that to your consultancy report. It's very hard for the low-level developer to actually make those kind of changes as a singular person. Normally, it has to be guerrilla change or other team members. So you need an accomplice. Otherwise, you risk being thrown out of an organization or your idea being suppressed. Of course, you could always change your organization if you find another job that offers Scala in the meantime. And this, I mean, when I'm mentioning here Scala as the forbidden fruit, but you can think of any other technology as your forbidden fruit, or even an agile process. It's if a process of Scrum or Kanban isn't allowed at your organization, well, the best advice is to change the organization or find someone else that is new, or at least say, you know, I want to introduce this thing, I'm going to be looking around. Life is all about risk, and at the end of the day, it's a call to action, and sometimes it works out. At the time, you are going hunting or looking for these ideas, and sometimes you're just a little bit ahead of time. But keep the faith. Keep the faith, because if your technology or business process or software methodology is any good, you can be quite sure that it will be adopted. It's just a question of when and not if.